Well, hello, hello, beautiful souls. Happy, happy solstice day. Summer solstice here, and also International Indigenous Peoples Day. My granddaughter Niska is indigenous, and her name Waniska means to rise up. So this is huge transition, if you can feel it, of course. It's a lot of energies that we are partaking, and where should I start? I was gonna do a galactic message on Father's Day, but I was so busy in a vortex. Taken away. I literally spent some time with my father in the astral and shifted energetically in my genetic properties in the bloodline, because anniversaries like Father's Day, Mother's Day, maybe you are feeling some bittersweet moments. It's very heavy collectively in our emotional body, because there's a lot of dysfunction with our parents, and it's being passed on through generations. So it is time to really contemplate and feel your emotions, your heart chakra, to understand why are you feeling this way. And you can go back to your first 7 years of your childhood, and then the second system, which is 7 to 14, that affects your auric field, your astral body. When you are surrounded, when you were innocent as a child, the relationship around you actually affects your auric field, your energetic templates, because you are co-creating this fear factor, those rejecting emotions, survival fears from Zeta Reticuli. We're genetically imprinted and we're passed on through our bloodline. So this is like a galactic perspective that I'm bringing you. So those are the old karmic patterns, and anniversaries recreate those patterns, and it brings us to a very low vibration if you're not conscious or aware. I literally had this freedom that was brought by the Vega species to evolve from your past karmic imprints. You have to know how to transmute the energies, and transmutation is like this purple violet flame that were transmitted to us through Saint Germain and the Violet Flame in the 1930s, and even further than that by Sanat Kumara from the planet Venus, the Venusians, for unconditional love, forgiveness. And today's energies are very intense because of the clearing and healing of our collective, the fear that we're imprinted, especially with the indigenous, right, who experience so much suppression, suffering, colonization, war, confusion of their spiritual identity, the ignorance and polarity that were brought to us by the Atlantean era, which is like 13,000 years approximately. And we have been incarnating through all these timelines, as well as parallel timelines in alternate and parallel universes. So it's like it's connecting us to the string theory of Michio Kaku. I was reading his book, The God Equation, Michio Kaku. It's so brilliant. And he explained the universe in very layman's term, like you could relate to the theory, and so fascinating. I love science, and I feel science and spirituality had merged, because it really is just a language, like the language of the galactic, the vibrations, and the language of the scientists through their observation and application, that they're able to prove their theory, and through the evolution of the brilliant mind that brought us the law of motion, gravitation, the Newton and Isaac Newton. It's so fascinating that they are really connected to the planetary celestial bodies. And I feel like the astronomy and astrology, the study of the spiritual meaning of the planets, are really interconnected, and it's just really a language, like just feminine and masculine, right? So what's happening in our Atlantean era, we were so focused on the polarity and masculine energy. So I'm gonna go there, because we're debunking the patriarchal system, meaning the feminine energies are rising to integrate and balance, because we were so dominated and manipulated by religion, government, all these malevolent intentions that were given to us by the conquerors, right? So within our mind is also a polarity, like the Gemini. Now that we are in Cancer, we are at home. This is about your heart, your emotion, your home, your relationships. So we're shifting and also navigating through the shadows. And the inner work is the way to go forward. So I feel like the galactic blueprints that I'm publishing was done from the past. Like I started writing that on 2008, but writing of the future. So it is a future time stream of Earth, which is actually the melting pot. That's our future. It's an amalgamation of many diverse extraterrestrial species, the galactic community, and those planetary system, the galactic heritage, are literally an archetypal template of our emotional codes. This was given to me on Father's Day. They were called 108 waves of higher frequencies. And they gave me 108 vibrations that will be a future book. And it's so amazing how I get the downloads. I just receive, because I was activated by the 64 gene geese, and there was this innate question. Why not go further, 108? Because 108 is a very auspicious numerology of chantra mantras. 8 plus 1 is a full circle. The 9 is the ultimate completion of our infinite understanding about the material, the physical world, and our spiritual world, which is going to lead us to integration. It's a cosmic wisdom. And right now it's in the germination state, because we have planted these seeds of activations. And as we move forward today, we have shifted and directly receiving transmissions from the solar consciousness, which is the solar system, the sun, our bright star, the physical sun, is upgrading us, which is also receiving the higher frequencies from the great central sun. So everything that is physical has a equivalent factor. It's like a resonance, right? It's a transmission from the ether, because manifestation occurs in the spirit, in the thoughts, in the waves, in the vibrations. And it's like the universe is in a suspension state, and your intention would attract all the particles, the electromagnetic field. It magnetizes to you what you are vibrating. So we are vibrations. And the secret to creation is literally knowing and understanding this spectrum of your consciousness. Are you in a lower vibration? When you become aware of that, you can shift that. So it is a progressive desires of the earthlings, which is to have an integration, which is also given to us by the Isasini. These beings are the Zeta human hybrid that is fully evolved from the future timeline to help us integrate our shadow self. Just like rejecting emotions, the survival of primal fear, those are all victim consciousness of the past, of the survival, right? Because when you're surviving, you are contracted, because you don't think outside of the box. You only think of what's presented to you in the physical situation. For example, if there's a sick patient, I'm just gonna relate it to my nursing. If there's a sick person, if your resident's sick, that's presented to you, right? By the symptoms and physical condition. And you are seeing this patient as holographic. So this has roots, and you're checking the emotions and the relationship, what's going on around her and her family members, and what's causing the physical symptoms. So in order to get a proper diagnosis from the doctor, the nurses has to see all the contributing factors of the illness. And you create a relationship with your doctor, the GP, because you've been together for like 30 years, right? So I've been working in a nursing home for 30 years, so I grew up with this doctor. And so we know each other, and we work as a team, okay? So in recognizing the missing link, kind of like as a species on the collective, what is the missing link to create integration of our planetary system, of our countries, of our leaders, of our consciousness? We have to understand the history, which is like, why would indigenous be suffering? Some of them, right? Most suffering. Where is this coming from? We need to acknowledge that there was a abuse, right? So this is like, I'm going into a tangent of, before we can radiate and integrate, we need to understand and we need to slow down to have some time off the cyclic craziness, noisiness, the busyness of life. Because when you don't stop, when you don't have a pause, you are acting on, like I'm seeing like you know, the mice, right, in a cage, like really confused, static. So any situations that is appearing negative is actually a pause to help you create integration and to help you release and transmute, so you can be fully aligned, integrate, and receive the higher frequencies of the solar logos. Because our DNA respond to our environment. That's the epigenetics theory. Like everything around us is harmonizing with what's going on in your thoughts, your emotions, in your actions. And you can't really see beyond your physical dimension if you're not listening and if you're not asking questions. Like, keep asking questions, because questions direct you to the answers. Because we live in an infinite intelligence, infinite divine intelligence, that everything that has been created and that is being created is interactively here now. And our anchor to our Akashic records, to have a fully evolved recording of our life, which is your legacy, your book of life, what you're living in the Mother Earth. When you leave this physical dimension, what are you leaving your people, the collective? And so that's an important aspect. That question can help you find a trajectory of your soul. So reverse engineer. So in your deathbed, will you be fully loved by your family members, by people that know you? That's the most important aspect of our life. Love, unity, harmony, symbiosis, creativity. So those dimensions of yourself, you need to explore those dimensions if you have not been co-creating with the higher frequencies, your higher self. And that will lead us to the solar consciousness of our solar system, which is actually appearing in our parallel timelines, that will help us integrate and rise from the Atlantean era, that we are able to have a voice, the freedom. So everything that is happening as chaotic and collectively restrictive, the Saturn energy, the boundary. This is actually the bigger picture will lead us to what we really want to co-create, which is the unified consciousness. But the unified consciousness has to start within your soul as a co-creator of the macrocosm. So yeah, that is some kind of a reading. I love you guys and thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry I had to cancel the meditation tonight as I needed to rest because of all these downloads. I needed to prepare myself for the final chapters of the Galactic Blueprints. Have a blessed, meditative, beautiful time in nature. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste.